It is 4:00 PM, January the 10th, Tuesday. We are in the second floor, county courtroom. This is a special commissioners' court meeting. Please rise for the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, first of all, welcome and happy new year to all. And I'd like to introduce our new commissioner, new elected commissioner, Armando Olivares, precinct number 3. So let's go ahead and go with roll call.
Jorge Garza, Commissioner, precinct 2.
Mr. Barrios, Commissioner, precinct 2.
Armando Olivares, County Commissioner, precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, County Commissioner, precinct 4.
With County Judge Armando Barrera, along with the County Clerk's Office, Alvaro Silva, and Mrs. Saavedra, and County Auditor's Office, Angie Sines. Thank you. Line item 1, public comments. This is open to the public with limits as indicated in the first page of the commissioners' court. Are there any public comments? Line item 2, discuss and take action on salaries for Brooks County Sheriff's Commander. New hires at $35,000, commander in the amount of $35,000. There's 2, an increase of $9,502.64. Deputy from $29,640 to $30,000, an increase of $360. CID, new hire, salary $27,897.36. Deputy from $25,496.36 to $26,697.36, an increase of $1,200. Deputy, new hire, $26,697.36. Dispatcher, new hire, $22,947.62. Dispatcher supervisor, increase from $30,420 to $32,520, an increase of $2,100. Deputy, new hire, $27,897.36. Dispatcher from $22,947.62 to $23,647.62, an increase of $700. There's a typo there, it says jailer, it's supposed to say dispatcher, from $22,947.62 to $24,147.62, an increase of $1,200. Dispatcher, once again, that's supposed to say dispatcher instead of jailer, correction, from $25,497.36 to $26,697.36, an increase of $1,200. Do I have a motion to approve?
Are we doing this for, where is it at?
No. It's just, so you can know who's going, how much money is being, kind of like, changed around.
Give him a raise.
No, nobody's getting raised, it's just money, that's already in his budget, he's just moving money around. Okay, they're just salary, it's a difference in salary.
Do I have?
Yes. Okay, it's also deputy, okay. Okay. Deputy.
The last one, yes.
Do I have a motion to approve these salaries?
Motion.
Okay, do I have a second? Do I have a second? Okay, and a second, any, I already forgot. Any discussion, any, motion approved, let me see. Okay.
Anybody opposed?
Anybody opposed, that's correct.
I'm gonna abstain.
You're gonna abstain, okay. Anyone opposed? Okay, all in favor? Any opposed, motion approved, that's how it goes. There we go. Line item 3, approve new hire for Brooks County Courthouse Security in the amount of $25,497.36, rate of hire 1117. Do I have a motion to approve the hire?
Who's that hire?
Mr. Louis Reyes. Do I have a motion to approve?
And that is also transfers?
Yes, it transfers. Motion to approve.
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second. What?
Okay.
But the money is there.
Yeah. Okay. Do Motion by Gloria Garza, second by Vargas, all in favor?
I'm abstaining, Judge.
Abstaining from Commissioner Precinct 4, Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, motion approved. Approving new hire for Brooks County Code and Traffic Officer, date of hire 1/1/17, starting pay $26,825.24. Motion to approve. Yes, and they're considering these lateral moves, per Brooks County, policy that can be done with certain criteria, of course, but we're here to approve them because they're already on board. And that's Noe Cantu. That's Noe Cantu, correct?
Noe.
Yes. Motion to approve.
I will, Judge.
Okay, second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, motion approved.
Thank you.
Line item 5, discuss and approve budget amendment request of line item transfer of $56,843.46 from 01205-0560, 8104 deputies from 01205-560, 8181 official payroll, $4,502.64 from 01205-0560, 5105 gas and oil expense, and $28,000 from 01205-560-8136 dispatchers to 01205-560-8133 commanders in the amount of $52,500.06 and to 01205-0560-8134 CID officers in the amount of $41,846.04. Do I have a motion to approve?
I'm gonna abstain, Judge.
Okay. Commissioner 4 will abstain. Do I have a motion? Motion with Garza, second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed, motion approved. Line item 6, discuss and approve salary adjustments of Brooks County Code and Traffic Officer from $33,677.12, and that's, there's my typo right there, salary adjustment is the correct, word, to $34,977.12, an increase of $1,300. Traffic Code Officer from $30,750.12 to $32,050.12, an increase of $1,300. Traffic Officer from $30,750.12 to $26,825.24, a decrease of $3,924.58, and basically, these are all salary adjustments within the same, because he moved his line item. No, but he got a raise, he just moved.
You just said the salary,
No, I didn't attach any adjustments to anything.
No, Will.
Come up and...
Yeah, can you explain to the board, sir?
To make up the difference, we're still staying within the same budget of $120,000 for the, you know, the salaries for the code and traffic. That's all we did. No, we hired two. We lost two. We got Noe, Cantu just came on, y'all saw there, and on the 23rd, we got another one that's coming over with us to replace the second one. You know, their starting pay was supposed to be at the 25.4, but we started them off at the 26.8, because we had the monies left over from what one of the officers had. He was had years of service, you know, we got paid, you know, so much for years of service, you know, the starting pay 25 and 30, 35, whatever, the most of the years of service. So we took his adjustment from his salary and added it to the rest of the salaries of the officers that were there.
You took a raise?
Well, just an adjustment is what we did. You know, because, like I said, we did take a cut in pay at the beginning of the budget, as you all know that.
Everybody did?
Yeah, you know, we weren't supposed to take that cut, remember, as law enforcement, but we did. You know, we're still staying within the same budget that we have. We're not increasing the budget, we're not decreasing, we're just, you know, adjusting the line item. Well, if you want to consider that, just adjustment on the line item that's there, you know, because we're not changing anything, we're still staying within $120,000 that's there, and the money's there. you know, in that line item.
We had one officer that was certified?
Yes, at 35, one that left, which, you know.
The
right. So there was a difference of $5,000 there of his salary. And we divided that salary, the adjustment that was there from his salary, into the rest of us. You know, which is $1,300. Ms. Katie figured out everything, you know. Everybody, you know, that's what was done.
That's the motion.
A little bit over entry level, because that 26.8 instead of the 25.4, that's what we did the adjustment on there.
Any further questions?
Well, so right now you have how many traffic officers?
Three.
And then you're going to hire one more, right?
On the 23rd, we should have another transfer over.
In 2 weeks?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. We'll be up back to the four officers that we should have. You know, and that's all the same within the same line item budget of $120,000 for the salaries. You know, there's no increase, no transfers of money from anywhere else. It's still within that same line item. You know, just adjusting the salary because of the year of service that the other officer had, we divided into the...
So then you're using the person that went to another department for the increase of all of y'all, 34 now, or the four coming in. But four is the worst. In 2 more weeks, you're going to expect the other one to come in. So she's going to be on the, in 25, 8 or 25?
26. Yeah, the 26.
Okay. It's going to be a sheet.
So that's what's being done.
Yeah.
Just adjustments on the increase of that salary that was up there.
Okay.
And just starting increase, we're bringing them up a little bit higher than the hiring fee, and giving the increase what we're supposed to be at for the other two officers.
Yeah. Judge, I don't know if I know that we can do anything right now, but I want to change the Bruce County Code and Traffic Officer. The only one that's certified is Mr. Benavides to enforce the code. And the other officers, I would just name them traffic officers and just have one just in the world to do that for us. But I know we can do anything today, but I'm just,
okay.
You know.
We can put on the list for just.
Yeah.
All right.
I want you to get around.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any further discussion on line item 6? I think we can say yes.
No, I'm not really sure.
Let's just keep it at, yeah, we cannot, no. Any other questions?
You guys are working weekends, Mr. Benavides?
I'm getting the batteries in the schedule.
Okay.
I'm picking up two batteries out of the month.
All right.
I'm taking a few days off and at least we can get a battery.
Yes, sir. Marlene.
Any further questions?
Thank you.
Any further comments? Do I have a motion to approve?
By the address.
Okay. Second? Second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 7, discussing and approve advertising for Brooks County Traffic Code Enforcement Officer. The reason I put this is so that the public can be aware that, you know, we are not just shifting people around. I think everyone should have an opportunity to apply. Just saying.
How is that?
I don't know how that is, but...
You have to put it in the paper, and you already have somebody...
Well, I don't, so I don't do the hiring for this.
Yeah, she can explain that to Mr. Vargas. Katie, would you mind?
If I was going to advertise, since we did, JV went to the Sheriff's Department, so we have one opening, but Noe Cantu got transferred, so then we have one opening left. So my question to them was, am I going to advertise or not? But I just got word that Brenda Ligas was going to be transferred in 2 weeks to that position. So...
We don't.
Well, they have that choice. They have that choice. So she's already employed with Brooks County. Yeah, she's already a deputy, and she's under the sheriff's as of right now.
Let me read the Brooks County policy that we need to all follow. It says transfers. Transfers are the lateral movement of an employee from one position to another within the same responsibility or complexity of job duties with no change in salary. Elected officials, appointed officials, or department heads may transfer an employee in their department to a vacant position. All transfers must be handled in accordance with a budget adopted by Commissioner's Court. There's promotions, there's demotions, of course, everything is different. However, to make it fair to everyone out in Brooks County and the surrounding areas, I believe that because we are an equal opportunity employer, everyone should have the right to apply. I understand the lateral moves and all that, but a lot of things are still in question. Everything has been approved. However, I think we still need to give people the opportunity to apply, because Commissioner's Court sets salaries, Commissioner's Court hires and fires, Commissioner's Court does all that. So with that being said, I would hope that even though there's someone already in mind, we still need to give the public an opportunity to... Because we need to.
Okay.
We just need to.
We, even though it's in the policy, we have had departments that have not complied with it.
Exactly. We've had all, everything. So that's what I just read. So that everyone can be informed that we all sign off on this Brooks County policy, personnel policy manual, and we need to follow it, because, you know, we sit here and invent all these or create all these policies, and then, you know, we just break them all because someone doesn't want to take the time to do anything. But I think of course it's up to Commissioner's Court to decide on line item 5 whether you want to advertise or not. But
item 7,
with that being read, with what I just read, it's up to the Commissioner's Court to decide.
Judge, I agree with you 100%, but it's up to the elected official to do their part as well, to advertise, but it's up to their discretion. If they want to move somebody from one department to another, from deputy constable to the sheriff department or the judge department to court enforcers, so it's going to be up to the sheriff and to Mr. Garcia, because he is your supervisor, right, Mr. Benavides? Okay, but it's good practice if they can do that,
right?
You know, be fair, yeah. I mean, I'm with you, but I mean, like, you know, again, it's up to the sheriff if he wants to do that, or the constables.
Anyway, it's up to you, Commissioner Ford. Do I have a motion to approve advertising, or?
Get up, sir, and
it's up to the elected official.
Yeah,
however, in this case, the elected official in his case would be Arturo. Right. And he was okay with the other new hiring?
Yes.
Okay, we really need to inform everyone. But okay, do I have a motion? Do you want to advertise or not on line item 5? Yes or no?
At this time, Judge, I'm going to vote against it. No. Just let them do what they have to do. I mean, they've been going for all this time, so let's just, for now, no.
Do you have a motion to approve the hiring? The advertisement of hiring? Do I have a motion to approve the advertising?
You want
to
approve it or not? Because I mean...
No. Do I... Yeah.
In mind, right. That's what I'm saying.
We're doing a lot with, I don't
know. No action, Judge.
No action on line item 7.
No action.
Line item 8, discuss and approve bill and claims. Any questions on the bill and claims?
Amen.
Any
$55,994.95. Road and Bridge, $17,113.87. Airport, $20.90. Code Enforcement Arrest Fee Fund, $345.80. Juvenile Department, $1.80. And Election Expense, $3,693.15. If you will turn to page 2. The Christmas Fund, there's a big bill there for $9,376.83. And that's for 4 indigent clients.
And indigent doesn't have any money anymore, right? Correct?
No.
Okay. No.
I think it's of January the 5th or something.
Okay. Any questions, suggestions, comments, discussions?
No, Judge.
No? Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Okay, second? Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Second, Mr. Vargas. Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 8, discuss and approve 2017 bonds of the newly elected officials and their employees. Do I have a motion to approve? Okay, second? Have a second? Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Motion to adjourn.
Right here, Judge.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you all.